Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing how elite is Elite Singles. Now, Elite Singles is a dating platform. And like any of the platforms that I discuss on this podcast, you need to bear in mind, and this is an obvious thing to say, that things can change. Things I'm going to speak about in regards to Elite Singles, you know, in 3 months, 6 months, a year's time, it could be all different. So if you're listening to this podcast later than, I don't know, even a few months after it was initially posted, just bear that in mind. Things can change because, as you're about to hear, there are some positives and there are some negatives. So anyway, without further ado, this is my opinion on Elite Singles and whether it really is elite. So Elite Singles prides itself on being an elite dating platform. And to be honest, I don't think it really hits the mark. Although in a special kind of way, maybe it does. And we'll get onto that a little bit later. Ultimately, I think Elite Singles uses the method of fake it until you make it. And what I mean by that is that it tells everybody it's elite. It says, I'm elite, I'm elite, I'm elite. And therefore, it kind of becomes elite in some ways. So first of all, it's expensive. It's one of the most expensive dating platforms to join. Although that is the only thing that it kind of differentiates itself in terms of trying to become kind of high class. I've spoke on this podcast before about Toffee dating, which is a different kind of elite type of platform. In that respect, you need to have gone to a private school to actually go on. So this is different to that. It's purely based on money. And although I say it's one of the most expensive, it's, you know, it is still feasible. You know, we're not talking thousands of pounds, thousands of dollars. We're not talking anything like that. But it is expensive compared to most dating platforms. And that straight away sets it out in some respects because people can't afford it, or maybe they can afford it and but think, well, I'm not spending that for an online dating platform. So, you know, in that way, it becomes elite. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It says it's elite, it puts itself as an expensive elite price, and in a way, that is the way it kind of becomes elite, along with the advertising it does telling you it's elite. But when you actually get into it, what is elite about it? Well, the first thing to say is the site and app at the time of this podcast, as I've said earlier, you know, things can change, but it's not very good. It's certainly not elite. It's possibly the worst dating platform app I've ever used, and the site is not much better. It's very clunky. It often doesn't give you notifications, even when you've set them on. It often crashes. Lots of bugs. It kind of feels like that possibly too many people are using the app, and I don't know all the terminology of this, but whether it needs more bandwidth or something along those lines, it kind of feels like crowded and slow and cumbersome. But as you're about to hear, I wouldn't say it's to do with too many people are on it. So I don't know, it's just not very good. The amount of things you can do on it are not very plentiful. A lot of the free apps and sites and platforms offer a lot more. You could sign up to three or platforms you have to pay for a little bit for, and you will get a lot more out of them. You'll get a lot more options. On Elite Singles, you build your profile. That can be quite tiresome. There is a lot to fill in if you want to fill it out fully, and some of the questions, you feel like you're answering them again and again and again. They seem very similar. And not only that, when you then see your profile, it doesn't seem to present it in the way you kind of filled them out in the order. So you kind of write it in one way, filling out all the questions, responding to them, and then it kind of looks a bit different. So that's annoying. Uploading photos. Again, is this elite or is this annoying? Well, when you upload a photo, it takes a day or so, sometimes 2 days, to be verified. So they're checking your photos, but that slows it down. maybe you think, okay, well, that's going to make it a better service. Well, one of the annoying things from this is that they often crop the photo. Now, you would have put the photo on yourself. 99% of people will have it the way they want it to. It fits into the box. Everything looks fine. You might have done, for instance, a photo where it shows your head and shoulders and you're happy with that. A couple of days later, it's been authorized, it's on the site, and it's just showing your face because they've cropped it for you. And not only have they cropped it for you, but they've cropped it for you in a way which kind of disshapes your face, like it ruins the proportions, it seems. Now, it doesn't always seem to do this, but sometimes it does. It's very hit and miss. I don't know whether if you have one particular person of the team of Elite Singles that does this, I don't know. All I know is that sometimes your photos are cropped in a way you didn't want it to be. Maybe you wanted a full-length photo and now it's no longer full-length. But occasionally you'll put a full-length one on and it stays that way. It makes no sense and it adds to this feel of it not being very elite. It just feels a little bit amateurish in some ways. You definitely feel you get a better service on some of the cheaper or even free platforms. It's even the way that they ask the questions, some of the options you have and the wordings, it just doesn't seem right. I don't know whether it's possibly not made in English first and then it's translated into English. I don't know. It just has a feel of not being quite right. So you've gone on, you've paid a fair bit of money, you've taken ages to fill out your profile. You then aren't getting any responses because people want to see your photo and you have to wait a couple of days. Finally, your photos show, but they don't look quite how you wanted them to. At this point, you're very tired and you're thinking, okay, so is this a total waste of time? Then you look at the options and, as mentioned before, they're relatively limited. You can do a search, a basic search, which is good, fair enough. And it also does make some suggestions to you, which again, you know, that's a nice touch. But that is about it. And the problem with the suggestions is it doesn't seem to take any consideration into where you're based. If, you know, they might make a suggestion of somebody who lives 500 miles away. And if people aren't paying attention to that, you might be getting smiles or messages. And you're thinking, okay, this is good. And you look at it and you go, oh, they're so far away. And that person probably didn't even realise either, because if they're not looking detailed into the site, they might have just assumed, you know, he was quite local. Now, the reason they do this a lot, I think, is because there is not that many people on the site. Now, this is again for debate. Does this make it elite or not? In some ways, it's exactly what it says on the tin. You know, Elite Singles, it wants to be elite. It wants to say, we are different from the rest, we are the creme de la creme. So of course you would expect less people. So maybe that's not a surprise. It's obviously less in general because of the cost. What this means though is that you have less people to speak with. And if you don't live in a large city, then probably not many people local to you either. You could have a situation if you live in a town where there might not be anybody in your town on there at all. You might have to search 30, 40 miles before you're finding numerous people. Now, this isn't always the case, but it can be the case. So what about the positives of Elite Singles? Well, for a start, because it tells you it's elite and it's expensive and it goes on and on and on, I would say that the majority of people are kind of professional people. Now, does that bother you? You know, for somebody like myself, I'm not particularly interested in class and what people do for a living. I like to judge a person on who they are. But if you're somebody who says to yourself, look, I only want to date professionals who earn this amount of kind of money, well, you're probably in the right place, because most of the people on Elite Singles will be of that kind of standard of living. Now, if you're on there and you're not of that standard of living, then you run the risk of, once you get to know somebody, they might not be overly happy, you're not in their kind of ilk of finances. Again, for me, I'm not bothered what people are like. You know, I like to get to know the person. It's not about money or class to me. But some people, it does seem to matter. So if you're not from the kind of standards they've set. And I'm not saying, you know, millionaires or anything, but I'm just saying it's definitely aimed at people in the upper half of society, I would say, in terms of finances. You know, you might run into difficulties with that, you might not. That might be exactly what you're looking for, and hence, you know, it's called Elite Singles. That's probably to be expected. So that's probably exactly what it should be like. Now, one interesting thing I've noticed about Elite Singles is that it seems to me to be probably the only dating platform where there seems to be more women than men on it. Now, I don't have any official evidence on this, but all I do know is that this is the one place where men seem to get a message by the women regularly, constantly, and mostly as a first introductory message. On most other platforms, men predominantly reach out first. Whereas on Elite Singles, it seems to be the ladies who predominantly reach out first. So I can only imagine that's because, for once, there's less men on these platforms. Interestingly as well, after speaking to some of his ladies and asking them their thoughts on Elite Singles, they've often said that there is a lack of younger men on Elite Singles. So again, that's something to consider. You know, it seems to be a place for businessmen, from what I can understand. And I think the demographics are skewed where there's more women than men, and the men who are on here, again, this is not official, this is just what I've been told about what women have kind of noticed. It seems that they're probably 45 plus in the majority. I don't know if that's right, but I'm just saying what I've been told. And therefore, if you're a younger man on there, then you're likely to get quite a lot of attention. And that is interesting because there's not many platforms where that will be the case. You know, on most of the other platforms, the women are getting mobbed, and it's very unlikely you'll get messaged first as a majority rule, as a man. Generally, you will have to put the feelers out first, you will have to send the messages out, and then build up a conversation that way. So that is very different for Elite Singles. It seems to be that men are kind of chased a bit more initially, which as a man is great. And younger men in particular, it seems to be skewed, probably because it's called Elite Singles, probably because of its price, that younger men seem to be a bit of a minority on it. Now, I would say that there's probably more women over the age of 45 on the platform, but that's not to say there's not younger women as well. I wouldn't have necessarily said from my own experiences that it was an older based kind of platform. So maybe there's more older women on there, but not necessarily to the level of where you would notice. But from speaking to the ladies, it seems like they do feel that way about the men. They seem to think that there's not that many men on, and the majority of them are kind of over 45. So again, interesting concepts to consider with it. So what do you find on Elite Singles? Well, Elite Singles is aimed at, as we've said numerous times already in this podcast, people in the elite. They're trying to say they're the best of the best, they're saying we're expensive, try to meet your kind of partner here. So you would imagine that it's aimed at long-term relationships, and it probably is aimed at that. And it's probably put in a position where that is the main focus. But what I say time and time and again is different people connect with different people in different ways. You can't pigeonhole people. You can't pigeonhole platforms. You can say one thing and then it's the opposite. You know, you can say about Tinder and say, oh, Tinder is just for flings. But now you go on Tinder and there is a lot of people who genuinely want relationships. The same thing can be said about Elite Singles in the opposite sense. The majority of people do want long-term relationships, but some of them seem to not want to. From the messages I've received and from people I've spoke to and what I can understand, you know, people are open to all sorts of relationships and situations. Maybe they go on with that kind of purpose, and sometimes it's just because they want to connect with you and they don't feel like there's any other way to connect with you, so they'll look at other options. Maybe because of distance, maybe because of an age gap, maybe because of lack of time. So it seems like, you know, in all instances, everything is possible. Yes, it is mainly aimed at long-term relationships, but you just never know. I think with a lot of business people being on there, what you find is a lot of people on Elite Singles don't have much free time. So maybe they don't have enough time for a full-on relationship. Maybe they don't have enough time to be with somebody 24/7, but they still want some type of connection. All I would suggest, as I do with any dating platform, is get to know people, be genuine, be honest, and see how you connect. Different people connect with different people in different ways. You might go onto something with one mindset, and then you get to know someone that's just, it just blows your mind in a different way. You just feel that the only way you can connect is in an opposite way to that you ever imagined. And that's fine if both people are happy with the situation. It's just important to be honest, genuine, and kind with one another. And then you can't really go wrong with it. So in summary, is Elite Singles really elite? Well, I would say in some ways it is. You know, it makes itself a niche platform. It makes itself a place where you will find predominantly higher professional people, predominantly probably a little bit older, in particular with the men, from what I've been told. And therefore, its niche does make it elite. But the actual functionality of the app and the website are not very good at all. They are not elite. They are quite possibly the worst features and kind of access to an app or website I've ever used. At the time of doing this podcast, the notification side of things is appalling. You know, you could be in a conversation with somebody and the notifications are pinging nicely. I mean, it stops and you just assume they haven't replied. And then a day later, you realise they did reply, but it just didn't show. You know, there's often times where I've been on and instead of waiting for notifications, you kind of just refresh the website or actually log out and log back into the app 5 or 10 minutes later just to double check to see if something comes through then. It's really not good enough in that respect. But if you can get past that and get past the annoying profile setup, then what you will find is a real interesting platform. And you know, they could fix these things. They can fix these faults I'm talking about. And when you listen to this podcast, maybe they have done. Maybe it's now a flawless system. And if you can get past that and actually talk to the people, you will find some very genuine people on there. It's not a flooded app. It's not got tons and tons and tons of people on, but there is still enough people. And if you're happy and willing to travel a little bit, then you'll find even more potential people. In particular, if you live in a city or nearby, you're likely to have quite a few options. And if you live in a small village or town, you know, be open-minded to do some traveling for an hour or two, and you will have a lot of options with people who want to talk. Because the good thing about being on a platform that costs a fair bit of money is people don't want to waste their time on there. They've paid for money, they don't want to waste it, they want to converse. So in summary, I would say Elite Singles is a good platform or app to try. Bear in mind the pitfalls I've told you about, but there are pros, especially seemingly if you're a younger man. You know, it's one of the only platforms I've ever seen where you're likely to get, I wouldn't necessarily say bombarded, but the majority of your conversations will probably be started by the woman. And that is not the case from the experience of myself or others that I know on other dating platforms. So give Elite Singles a try. Save up for a bit if you need to save up to give it a go. Just consider all the options before you make that choice. But if you do, you know, give it a go. Be open-minded, get to know people, and good luck.